Well, Teresa, who are we going to look at today?
We're going to look at Angela Merkel, the Chancellor of Germany. She's a 5-1 projector. She's on the left angle cross of obscuration in the quarter of civilization. She's a first color left fixed. She has an electromagnetic 1762, and that is split off from an unconscious 3254, although the 32 is also conscious. And she has a conscious channel of struggle, the 2838, with the 28 also being unconscious.
Right, that's interesting. Her only conscious, she knows it's a struggle. And she's stubborn. And, you know, if we were to keynote her channels, it's being driven by the struggle for organization.
You know, and that really, you know, that kind of says it all. I mean, it's interesting. She's on this left angle cross of obscuration.
Right.
And you know, I don't know a lot about this woman, so I had to, you know, do some research about her. But it's interesting, you know, in the when Rod did the incarnations, he talked about Alice Bailey being an example of obscuration. Well, in fact, Alice Bailey isn't on that cross at all. But, you know, it's interesting who is on that cross. Hunter Thompson, Nelson Mandela, Red Skeleton. Here we have Angela, right? I mean, this is this whole thing about, you know, the truth, the inner truth being in the detail, and this reasonable voice, that 62, right? This reasonable voice that can name things.
Right. And not only that, it's that 62 is fifth line, so it's about calling others and sharing this, you know? But it's practical, you know, with that fifth line.
Well, you know, she's really compared to Margaret Thatcher. I mean, you know, they consider her the Teutonic Margaret Thatcher, right? Well, Margaret Thatcher is also a 5-1, interestingly enough, right? Uh-huh. Margaret Thatcher has the 61, 62 as her design sun Earth, and Margaret Thatcher also has the 3254, just like Angela. So isn't that interesting that there is this kind of vibration, right? That, and they both are educated. I mean, this woman has her PhD, you know, in quantum chemistry, which is also, I think, fascinating with this whole thing with the inner truth and, you know, the detail. I mean, you know.
Right. No, if you looked at the right angle of this cross, you know, this is the preponderance of the small, like little details, you know, particle physics. And then the juxtaposition cross is the cross of detail. And then we get to this fuzzy details and you know, you can obscure with the details, statistics and stuff like that. So I would wonder that she has statistics and everything else to back up what she's been doing, so that you look at the details, you look at the facts, and you go, oh, yeah, right, the unemployment is down. And
well, you know, I think one of the things, though, is that she's a projector.
Uh-huh.
So we know that, you know, she's very perceptive. I mean, it's really interesting that she comes out of, I mean, she's been in government really, you know, since 18, well, in 1989, she got involved after the fall of the Berlin Wall. So she's been involved in government, been elected.
By 20 years.
And she was actually part of, you know, the person that recognized her was the chancellor that really reunified Germany, Helmut Kohl.
Right.
And he's a manifester, which is so fascinating, right? Here's this manifester. She's early in his cabinet. Right, she works with him, he recognizes her, you know, he moves her forward. And then, you know, come when he gets into trouble and is actually in a scandal about money, and he won't say where he got the money, you know, she actually criticizes him,
criticizes
his successor, right? This thing about stubborn, right, and what's really right, you know?
Right, I know, it's fascinating, because look at her south node, 39th gate, sixth line, the troubleshooter, problem solving. You know, so this is from the age of 40. So if that timing is down, that's 20 years ago. So she'd be right there solving problems in his cabinet, doing stuff like that, you know. And but, you know, when you look at that third gate, first line, that's her design sun. Order will emerge from this confusion.
And that, that, you know, this whole thing about the pertinent factors need to be analyzed. I mean, you know, she's a projector, so we know that she's systematic. You know, she's got this logical mind, so she's analytical. And at the same time, you know, she's got individuality. She's got the tribal, let's transform this whole thing. Here she is, you know, really the one that's stepping in after Cole has really, you know, unified things.
Right.
And, you know, she's, I mean, at this point, Germany is probably of all the countries done better economically than everybody else with this world crisis, right?
You know, a person with this open G center, this is like Barack Obama, you know, looking for their place, looking for their role, and being in the right place, and being comfortable in that place. And, you know, here she is, fourth gate, what is it? Fourth line, the liar, the actor, the role player, you know, or excess, fourth gate, sixth line. When you think of that logical process, the logical mind, and but excess, it's about disciplining yourself so you're not excessive.
Right, you and I think, you know, that's what they're really saying about her popularity, because she's still very popular at this point, and, you know, I mean, at least they're looking like they're going to re-elect her, and they like her because, you know, she's serious. She's really hardworking. Now, the thing is that she's so hardworking. I mean, she's working 24-7, which is always the problem, we know, you know, for these projectors, that she's going to just, you know, overwork herself, is, you know, not knowing when enough is enough, you know, physically for herself. I think would be one concern that I would have for this woman.
Right, and that also no activations in the solar plex, so doesn't even really know how she feels about anything, but can be a very cool customer. And I think, look at that 11th gate, fifth line, the nourishing of the disenfranchised. You know, it's that ability to emotionally engage people and stimulate them with your, you know, that she speaks for the common man, and here are the details.
Well, you know, when she
that.
Kind of started out in Cole's cabinet, she was the minister for women and youth. I mean, she was the she's the first female chancellor. I mean, this is also the thing. She's the first female chancellor of Germany. She's the youngest since World War II. I mean, I think that's also interesting as we look at this political landscape across the world. These young people, right? Her, you know, Tony Blair being so young, Obama being so young.
Right.
That this generation, you know, of kids, in a certain way, you know, coming into power and, you know, being able to really see what needs to be done in the world at this point. It's kind of a fascinating view.
Yeah. No, looking at her too, keeping in mind what you said about, you know, burning herself out, look what she's got here. 28th gate, sixth line, blaze of glory, you know, and the 28th gate, first line, which is desire to be effective. But it's where Saturn is, which is, if you're not living correctly and you're not paying attention, this is where it bites you, you know, and it's like burning yourself out.
Well, in the 61-5, you know, the she's grounded in this line of influence in the 61, you know, and that's that the enlightened father figure.
Right.
And one of the things they say is that, you know, she has influence, and that she's, you know, she's serious, and she's kind of plodding in a certain way, right? She isn't quick, and that the Germans like that,
right?
That in many ways, you know, she's kind of masculine in that sense, right? That she, you know, she doesn't disturb them with really wanting to change everything now, right? She gets the facts.
No, I think with those three, you know, the individual, the collective, and the tribal circuit, she has a familiarity with how each of those...
She can talk to everybody.
Right. And I think with that love of details, that's a very German kind of thing. The love of order.
Right.
And ordering. And, you know, working with the details. I mean...
And what we want in our politicians.
Oh, God, I wish we had it in America.
Well, we'll talk about that next.
Oh, okay. Well, Teresa, I guess we're out of time from the tone of your voice. So until next time, say goodnight, Teresa.
Goodnight, Teresa.